Hey everyone, Asher Blake here. You know that feeling when you trip over air, spill your coffee all over yourself, or just completely bomb a presentation? We've all been there. It's part of the human experience, right? But what happens next? Do we beat ourselves up, scroll through social media comparing ourselves to others who seem to have it all together, or do we take a step back and treat ourselves with a little kindness? That's what we're diving into today on Mental Toolbox. We're talking about self-kindness, self-mercy. Those golden nuggets of compassion that can seriously level up your mental game. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel of self-criticism? You know the drill. I should have done better. Why am I so clumsy? I'm such an idiot. It's easy to get caught in that negativity loop, but here's the thing. It doesn't serve you. It just drains your energy and makes everything feel harder. Instead, let's flip the script. Let's practice being kind to ourselves, even, and especially, when we mess up. First things first, self-kindness isn't about ignoring your mistakes or being a pushover. It's not about setting the bar ridiculously low and letting yourself off the hook for everything. No, it's about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, it's human. And that instead of beating ourselves up, we can learn from them, grow, and move forward with grace. Think about it like this. Would you talk to your best friend the way you sometimes talk to yourself? Probably not, right? You wouldn't pile on criticism or belittle their efforts. So why do we do that to ourselves? Treat yourself like the amazing human being you are, deserving of love, support, and understanding. Second, we need to challenge those negative inner voices. They're often loud and persistent, but they're not always telling the truth. When you catch yourself thinking things like, I'm a failure, or, this is hopeless, take a step back and ask yourself, is this really true, or am I just letting my emotions get the best of me? Most times, those negative thoughts are exaggerated and unhelpful. Third, practice self-compassion. This means acknowledging your struggles, offering yourself support and understanding, and treating yourself with the same kindness and care you would offer to a loved one going through a tough time. Imagine your friend is feeling down about something. What would you say? What would you do to comfort them? Now apply that same level of kindness and empathy to yourself. Fourth, celebrate your wins, big and small. It's easy to focus on what we haven't accomplished or what we could have done better, but it's equally important to acknowledge our successes. Did you finish a tough project? Get through a challenging day? Celebrate those moments. They are proof that you're capable and resilient. And finally, remember that self-kindness is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel more compassionate and understanding towards yourself, and there will be days when it feels harder. That's perfectly normal. Just keep practicing, keep showing up for yourself with love and kindness, and know that you are worthy of support and care. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer who's working on a major project for her dream client. She puts in countless hours, pours her heart into the design, and finally submits it. But then, she receives feedback that some elements need tweaking. Instead of spiraling into self-doubt and berating herself for not getting it perfect the first time, Sarah takes a deep breath, acknowledges that feedback is valuable for growth, and uses it to refine her work even further. She reminds herself that this is a learning experience, and she's proud of the progress she's made. See? Self-kindness in action. It's about navigating challenges with grace, embracing imperfection, and celebrating your own unique journey. Remember, you are capable, you are worthy, and you deserve to treat yourself with love and understanding. So, what can you do today to practice more self-kindness? Start small. Leave a positive affirmation on the mirror. Give yourself permission to take a break when you need it, or simply acknowledge your own strengths and accomplishments. Remember, every act of kindness towards yourself is an investment in your well-being. Keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, I'm cheering for you every step of the way. Until next time, stay kind, stay strong, and keep rocking that mental toolbox.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.